Hello and welcome to A Pint of Cthulhu Season 4 Blister Critters. Flower, do us the previously pardon, good sir.
Gotta find the voice again then.
Welcome back to A Pint of Cthulhu Season 4 Blister Critters. Well, last week we had some sort of splitting the parties, we would say. Always the best idea. A slightly drunken Toucan and I were sat outside on the roof having a heart to fart. Hee hee hee. What did I see there? I guess Gertrude and Clarice were just, as we thought, was having a pleasant meal. After having Dickie and two owners, I went looking for the other two, but shock, shock, they were in the kitchen fighting some nasty little maggots. I think they were just trying to just want my singing fish. Maybe I'm at death's door today. Stay tuned to see how I will get out of this silly little scrape.
So without starting off in the kitchen where the last of you lot finished your epic battle, we start outside the restaurant with Jacob, who has finally come out of the train. What he was in there for, we're not... I don't know. Cap, have you got any excuse as to why maybe your character was inside the train for a bit longer?
Jacob just sort of saunters out of this train. He has a big yawn.
After rubbing one out.
Jeez.
that was a big one, wasn't it?
Rub one out. Secretly
off that last inky battle that he was in.
Secretly, the horse was still in there the whole time.
Had himself a bit of an angry wank in the train.
Watching it, horrified.
And then he just went to sleep under his beaver skin for a good 2 days.
Or however long it's been. Was untreated, so you just had like blood soaking over you. Like you just had a actual, like fresh beaver skin draped over you.
Lovely. Actually, you did attempt to tan it, but you didn't quite get it, if I remember correctly. But you didn't ruin it.
I did. No.
Well, he
no,
didn't. I wasn't.
I didn't speed up the process, but they are... I've strung them in between, like the holding rails that you used to hold when you're on a train like that.
Did you re-roll it? I thought you missed up on one of them.
Nope. I didn't finish them. But I've started them.
Right, there you go then.
Yes, I've stretched, I've fleshed them, and salted them. They are
well, in that case, he didn't
go.
Wrap himself up with a beaver skin. He left it hanging where Toucan left it. But yes, Jacob's just been a sleepy boy. And an angry boy.
Very good sound of it. So, as you step out of the train, you find yourself in front of the Fun Urchin restaurant and hotel area. The building's quite dilapidated.
God, this thing fucking moved while I was sleeping.
Oh yeah, great. They always do. And there's two roaches standing outside, just kind of busy bickering away with each other.
Alright, well, it's morning, I guess. At least from Jacob's perspective, as he's just woke up. So, coming out of the train and finding a diner there seems like a good idea. He's ready for some breakfast.
Fair enough. Are you going to approach the two roaches?
Are they at the door?
Yeah, they're kind of just bickering with each other.
No. You're going to try and just sort of walk past them, don't make eye contact, and see if I can get in the door.
Toucan, we're going to let him go past like that?
Yep, I'm going to let him go past. I don't feel like doing the voice. Yes, let's go!
Fuck you.
You asked me, I get my answer. That's my answer.
That you did. Fair play. Clear that out. Bit in there.
Yeah, scrap entire page. Damn it.
So you go into the diner. You sort of hear some commotion going on in the kitchen at the time, but you know there's like some slight weird singing, like electronic voice kind of thing singing away, and there's a whole bunch of like squelches and splats.
Alright, well, I'm just going to walk up to the server, I guess. The front desk.
Fair enough. That'll be the one. Yep, so there are six roaches.
Friendly greet them. Good morning, my fine tentacled friends.
Tentacles? Who has tentacles?
Oh, no, antenna friends. Sorry, I apologise. I'm still thinking about this octopus that I fought. Oh, my fine antenna friends.
Ah, right, yes. Are you with the others?
I was about to ask you if you'd seen a toucan, a badger, and a couple of other animals.
Ah, right, well, they say they went into the kitchen and I think something has happened in there. It seems to have quietened down a bit in there now, but yeah, they were in there just a minute ago.
Ah, fabulous. Seems like they've got things under control. Are you serving?
Well, at the moment, not quite. As I say, the kitchen is kind of a shit show.
What about the coffee machine? You got any drinks on?
Oh, coffee. I don't know, actually. We haven't turned the thing on in a while. I suppose we can give it a look. Although, I think... I think if I'm correct in saying, I think the only person that knew how to run that old coffee machine was Janet and Marge.
I have now clear how to run the coffee machine. Click. Damn it, you know how to run the coffee machine, you were the coffee bitch.
Can't be interrupted on small call.
I said I didn't want to do the voice, that was it.
Oh,
that's all you get of me, you bastard.
Well, I mean, any fine breakfast drink would be grand. What have you got on offer? If not coffee.
Straight up clear.
I'm pretty sure if you go into the kitchen, there might be something in there, but at the moment, we don't really want to go in there because we don't quite know what's going on.
All right, I can see. I can see what's going on here. You want me to check on the crew?
Probably a good idea. Yeah.
Yeah.
It seems like he wants you to talk to us for some weird fucking reason.
I need. You want me to check on my crew, and you want me to do it quickly, so I'm not allowed to order a drink right now. Is that right?
I mean, everything comes from the kitchen, so yeah, I guess.
Right. Fine, that's grand, no problem, don't worry about it, I'll take care of this. Let's see how the rest of them are doing. So I guess I'll just carry on walking past them into the kitchen area.
Yep, so as you get into the kitchen, there is the smell of decay everywhere. Your teammates are looking a little bit shitty for wear. Manny is kind of on the floor coughing up blood. There's the remains of maggots absolutely everywhere.
And my goodness. Chaps, what the hell happened?
It was my birthday, and everyone decided to get me gifts. What do you think?
I would have had it celebrated early.
Well, actually, it was mostly just a burger that had gone quite bad. Bit of a disaster, really. Wouldn't happen to have anything to help our dear skunk friend.
I really don't. I was looking to get some fucking drinks from the servers there.
It's astonishingly bad service in this place. Oh, quite terrible.
Well,
I may have bled everywhere.
Speak for yourself, bitch. Come say it to my face.
Don't think I won't. Cockroaches are perfectly good food for badgers.
Is there a reason he's bleeding so much?
I mean, I'll let them tell you.
Well, there may have been an incident with maggots and poison, and they didn't quite take to that fish of his very well. Seemed it worked as perfect bait, but not in the way you'd hope.
Yeah, I think I need to talk to these owners again.
Shuts the door, leaves.
Yeah, I'm going to just walk straight back out of the kitchen and talk to the people at the front desk again.
Man, this cough of blood hits.
I'm just going to say, hey, lads, what exactly was the job that you sent my crew in to do?
Well, it seemed that something in there went a bit nuts. Food from the scavenging supply we did became a bit sentient, and apparently it was full of maggots.
Food became sentient and attacked all my friends with maggots.
Yeah, that's about right.
Jacob puts his face into his palm and walks dejectedly away from them again, realising that that information didn't help him at all. And so he's going to go back into the kitchen and just sigh and say, all right, okay. Let's see, how can we fix this? Is there anything else in here?
In terms of what? Because Manny is kind of very much still poisoned and looking like at death's door.
Yes, that's what I'm thinking. I'm like, let's see if we can maybe just fix or clean my friends.
I mean, depending on that. Yeah.
So let's have a wee look in the unopened drawers and cupboards in here.
Okay.
They start rummaging. You like me to be more specific?
Yeah, what kind of thing are you specifically looking for? You're looking
for... Well, it's a kitchen, so I'm thinking stuff like, here we go, like sellotape, foil, cling film.
Sellotape, foil, or cling film?
That kind of thing, you know.
Okay, well, you'll find various scraps of different material, degrees proof paper. Yeah, there'll be some cling film around, but in terms of doing anything, I mean, it might work as a few bandages, but it won't solve poison.
Yeah, so I'll throw all these items down into the middle of the floor, sort of next to where Claris is at, and just say to the badger, like, here's some bandagey stuff. Patch up your wounds. What exactly is wrong with Manny?
Took a major beating and he's mildly poisoned.
Mildly poisoned, alright, okay. So, let's get back to rummaging. Am I able to find any food that isn't rotting in this kitchen?
I'm happy to help, Luke, also.
Yeah, sorry, Manny food.
Hey, yeah. It's not for you. Manny's dying. Yeah. Well, badass.
Okay.
If you had any honey,
roll me. Yeah, I was going to say the honey would have been the perfect thing to have right about now. Roll me a noggin check quickly and see how high you get.
All of us?
No, I mean, Jacob's the only one who said he's looking at the moment. The rest of you, I don't know what the hell the rest of you are doing.
I said I was looking.
Bleeding.
I'm going to look too.
Okay. Well, I rolled a 3.
Alright, everyone then roll 1 then.
I'm rolling!
Hey!
I'm
a 6. She's the highest I can get.
Yes, but don't forget, if you're at 0 grit, everything is at a minus 1.
Am I at 0 grit? I forget. I need to get
no,
my...
No, Tugan's at 0 grit.
Can I roll a disadvantage? Because I'm nearly dead.
I don't think you're looking.
Yep.
Yeah, you can't stand, I don't think.
Okay, so Cap, yeah, I'll say you can find some things that'll do some kind of bandages, some better bandages almost, a bit of like gauze. Maybe you find a first aid kit. Food wise, not so much because 3, meh. But I'd say you would find a first aid kit, something like that.
Alright, so I'll start working on patching up Gertrude and Claris at the moment because they're...
No, laughing men. Oh, actually, yeah. You haven't got
well, they've got, their health's low, but or they've at least got some points off of their health, but they aren't poisoned, so that's just, like, regular wounds.
Yeah,
so am I able to help
wounds.
Them with them?
Yeah, sure. Let's see. What bandages? I think there is actually some sort of bandage thing in the rule book.
Bandages. If you just lightly go over it, it's 5. But if you completely wrap your body, it's 10 health. But you get a minus 1 to scurry since you're so wrapped up.
Oh, well, there you go then.
Well, it's page 7 for me on the.
All right. So, how much health do you need, Gertrude?
I kind of want to mix of both grit and health.
Well, grit, yeah. How much health do you need?
Well, I need like 14.
Yeah, so I completely wrap Gertrude in bandages.
Wait, you're on 17 out of 23, right?
11 out of 25 on my metaphors.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so I just completely wrap Gertrude, give her the 10 health back.
Okay, so then technically you'd be 21.
21, nice.
And Kalaris, I'll just wrap you a little bit.
Yeah, that's good. I need my scar.
Cool. So you get like a 5 from that as well. So that puts you back up to 19. Manny Manure, starting to get a bit dark around the edges.
Alright,
we need to find something to save him.
Hold on. Kalaris, you managed to run a 6 on your nugget check. Ooh, what kind of food would you want to find? Say there is something sealed in a packet deep at the back of the
Anti-poison food.
Yeah, anti-poison food.
Honey, maybe.
What would be an anti-poison food?
We know honey is. We don't know. Maybe like antiseptic cream, maybe?
Can I find... What is it you...
Wait. You wanted an anti-poison food, and Cartman goes antiseptic cream.
We don't account for... That's why he got a 1.
Yeah.
That's the result of Cartman.
I found some antiseptic cream. Will this work?
I mean, come on, guys. You must have all had that moment as a kid. Like, what does this taste like?
You ate antiseptic cream as a child?
How can he... How did Manny get poisoned? Was he injected, or did he eat something?
He got bit by a
maggot.
Okay.
They're nasty. They got bacteria in them.
If he ate something, we could find something to make him throw up.
That'd or be charcoal.
Some penicillin.
What would be a food that'd be... I mean, technically garlic and stuff is mildly...
I mean, if you want to find charcoal, I'd say there could potentially be charcoal around it.
Nah,
because
that wouldn't
toothpaste?
I don't think toothpaste counts.
Yeah, some toothpaste have charcoal in
there. You know what?
Yeah, and there isn't an oven there.
In a kitchen.
You know what? I'm going to find a tube of garlic puree. Because garlic is something that helps with that kind of thing. And also he's a skunk, so let's make him even worse.
Okay.
Make him stink from the front and the back.
Mint tea.
Flower, roll me a D100 if it's over... Yeah, because I was listening to it today. Let's say over 69, it will cure your poison.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, click.
Oh.
Ah!
Does it at least give him some health?
I mean, it can give him a little bit of health, but it will not solve the poison issue.
Well, he only had like one turn left, and it was going to be 4 HP, so he's fine.
Yeah, I suppose. Looks like you're not dying out of the flower.
What if, hear me out, one of us sucks out the poison.
Someone's sucking.
Okay.
All of a sudden he wants to live now.
It can't be me, I've got a beak.
I've put him up to 8 health. Well, I'll say that managed to...
I don't think any of us have lips.
Health.
No one's...
Where'd you get stung? In the dick? Okay, well, you're out of luck. Sorry,
mate.
Just go ahead and say sorry. Sorry, not happening. I'm going to go ahead and say that.
Took, what do you find food-wise or anything-wise?
I would like to find some bandages to keep on hand.
Well, I would say that Jacob found the only kind of first aid kit in the room. And
son of a bitch.
Pretty much covered Gertrude to look like a mummy.
Because I have so much fucking SP, I can hold some shit.
Maybe look for a weapon.
Yeah. Because we were getting fucked up by those bugs.
I have a mace. You guys were getting fucked up. I wasn't even like in there. Because I have a D10. Like a mace that's got
the
like
problem
a quarter on it.
Wasn't a lack of damage. It was that there was like 12 to 16 enemies in here, so we need something that can hit multiple targets.
They're
other than Gertrude,
fast.
So maybe have a look around for like
an AOE.
Yeah, have a look around for something.
What can I have to make a grenade?
No. You know we're going to blow ourselves up.
I mean, you can technically
Is there a pressure cooker?
What's with the drooping explosives?
Not the way I was thinking of going down it. I was thinking more along the lines of making, like, you know, the children's rocket fuel?
No.
Sugar and...
You know what? Forget it. Is there more alcohol and is there rags? We will have a Molotov in this group. I would like a Molotov. I would like a Molotov. That's it. As I've nailed down, I'm looking for a Molotov.
You drank the bottle of alcohol from before.
I found one. That is, I found that outside. I was outside the building, and because of my ad read, I found Avian antidepressants, aka Donkey Nuts whiskey, where it had a different label.
Well,
cinnamon flavor.
Do you happen to? I wouldn't necessarily say find some alcohol, but you do find almost like a creme brulee torch, perhaps. You know. That maybe with a bit more noggin you could turn into one of the Aunt Fanny's flamethrowers.
It's butane? Oh, so we're going light work. Okay, we're going small time. All right.
It can either be butane or methane from Manny. Which does mean if you wanted to have something like that, you'd have to technically stay with Manny Manure.
Or you could just hold a lighter up to his ass.
And if Manny Manure dies, it's useless.
Yeah, but I mean, let's face it, you're feeding him enough food, he's probably going to run the poison out.
To be fair, he has basically no grit at the moment, so he can't do shit.
Well, you can always have a snooze and regain grit.
He's asleep after we've fixed.
I mean, I don't know that. Maybe, is there any way we can make coffee?
Do you want a creme brulee machine?
Is there a syringe in this kitchen?
Why are you sticking that?
See if Manny dies, I can extract his glands.
Oh shit!
There's a turkey baster.
That's not the level that you would need a syringe. It is not. It does not involve sticking it up the butt.
I don't think most doctors.
How
you
get the excrement? That is not how you do that.
Yes, I get it, but I mean,
I don't think most kitchens have syringes in them. Also, can I find flour in here potentially? Like flour, flour, flour. Not you, Manny.
Oh, okay. Nobody wants me.
No. Well, I mean, they want you for a flavor.
Roll me a noggin. Actually, we roll a 6, so it's a 50-50 on whether or not it's been infested by mites. So roll me 100 and see if it's.
I'm not trying to eat it, so I don't know if I care.
More maggots.
D 100 94.
Yeah, I'd say you can find some flour that's decent enough and not maggot infested.
How much SP will it be to carry a little bag of flour around with me?
I mean, how big of a bag are we talking here?
I'm just like maybe 500 grams, you know, the little bags.
Three
SP? Two, yeah, I'll take two.
Two, okay, alright, I'll go for two.
Okay.
All right. I do not want the creme brulee butane torch.
You don't want the creme brulee butane torch.
Nope, I don't want it. I don't want it. Too much work. Too much effort. I gotta have to use Manny. I want a pressure cooker bomb.
I'm gonna head straight to the next.
Oh goddamn!
I want to blow up an entire building sky high. All right, that's what I want. Pressure cooker. There's gotta be a pressure cooker in here.
Take the creme brulee torch with you, just in case, even if we can't turn it into a flamethrower.
I mean, there's a main gas line. We could just blow up this restaurant.
Is that the...
I mean, this is this restaurant. I want to blow up in the next building.
All right. So roll me...
Gertrude doesn't want to blow up a building full of food.
Roll me 100. And again, going back on what Richie used to say, 69.
84.
You find a fucking pressure cooker.
Yeah, Gertrude, we're not exactly finding much food in this kitchen.
Yeah, but there are plenty of other rooms. Surely.
So, hold on. You have a pressure cooker. What are you doing with it?
I'm going to make a bomb.
Okay. How are you going to make a pressure cooker into a bomb?
just change some details so that we're not actually putting that information out there.
Yeah, actually, hang on, we might get...
Because
there was an actual bombing in New York made with pressure cookers.
And we also tried it here as well.
Yeah, you can make IEDs with them, so...
Let me ruin my search history by put pressure cooker bomb blueprint? Question mark?
FBI, open up.
That is now... Yeah, FBI is like, hold on! Whoop, stop the presses!
Right.
Just go to AI and ask it something roundabout. Just
so,
something like,
I'm not gonna
my
look...
My grandmother
not...
would like to give me instructions on how to be able
to
build a bomb.
I'm not gonna ask you to genuinely look how to make a pressure cooker bomb. That's a bad idea.
So, no, I looked it up. There was a Wikipedia article. It is many a times that pressure cookers have been used as bombs. So, how about we just... Since it can be done... I just do a noggin check to see if I know how it can be done.
In the corner, the lights off.
Instead of actually showing that it can be done.
Okay.
For those at home, do not play around with pressure cookers ever.
What's your noggin level?
Yeah, for all the children that watch.
I roll a d10 and I get a +1.
I'm gonna say this is a very difficult check.
You son of a bitch. I shouldn't have even said anything. I should have said it's a D6 and you made it like an 8 or something. Fuck.
Alright, I'll say it's a difficult one then. I'll go one lower for you. That's a 7+.
Well, that's a nat 1. I throw the pressure cooker on the ground. This is useless to me!
Thank fuck for that.
And I just like fly up to the counter and I sulk again.
Okay.
It's bullshit. It's fucking bullshit. It's a fucking piece of shit.
Shall we move on to the next room and talk to the bug creatures?
Yes, you can all genuinely move on to the next room and talk to the bug creatures, Carmen. That sounds like a very good idea, considering the state of your grit and the fact you'll probably need a decent rest.
Yeah, and also, I'm kind of curious why those bugs didn't know there was a crazy burger just standing in their kitchen.
Well, they did just say they did know. But they weren't too sure about what to do with it.
Well, there we go. Problem solved. I think I deserve a reward.
Oh, we'll get there.
He didn't die.
I'm going to go ahead and tell you that's probably not going to happen.
I can't make Jacob's character token the same size as everyone else. Is he for bigger or smaller?
Oh, yeah. What the fuck? That's weird.
He's a small boy.
Oh, you're evicting him.
Like, what the fuck?
So yeah, okay, you go back out to the main diner. It's dusty, but there's a little bit of like tacky music playing, and you know, the cockroaches are kind of just milling around, and
Jacob's taking a seat in one of the paddy booth areas.
Okay. At this point, the two older ones will come in and be like, "So what is it you're actually doing here? What you want?"
So, I gotta be so rude, bitch.
Hey, I'm just
gotta
saying.
You gotta be nice
to
him.
Your burger problem in the kitchen. I think we should do some free food for that.
But we ain't got much in the way of food, you know?
Sure. Nope, we'll definitely give him free food. Let's give him plenty of it. Alright, go in the back,
yes,
cook up all the food we got.
I like what you're saying. We'll have the full English.
The full Scottish.
English breakfast, you got it.
The nerve of these people. Thinking we got food.
We got plenty of it. Let's go to the bar and get some.
I don't know what the fuck you're on.
Well, I don't know about you,
it's almost as if I'm also one of the characters and also wants food.
These cafe roaches have a really awkward relationship.
Yeah.
It's also like, you know, I gave you a whole bunch of information to read out and help with the story
and none
of it, and shit like that. Not helping at all.
Yeah, it's almost like I also want the toucan to have food. So we're going to get food.
One cockroach seems to really like the toucan.
Yes. Well, I don't know about Jacob there, but, I think the rest of us do eat bugs, and there seem to be quite a lot of cockroaches around.
Ah, shit. See what you're doing now.
I don't know what I've done. I seem like you've done everything. Telling them we don't have food when we clearly have droves and droves of food.
I mean,
somebody's going to make a decision as to whether or not they've got food.
Unless, anyone has objections, we could just chow down on them if they're not willing to help us.
You could eat the bug, sure.
If you want. Okay, that's not... That wasn't really what I meant. That really wasn't what I meant.
I still think we should get some free food. Anything you got behind the counter...
This is a robbery. Stick it up. Stick them up.
Oh, well, you're robbing us. You're just full-on fucking robbing us now.
No. This is a reward for solving your burger issue in the kitchen. We helped you guys. For food.
Right.
A lot of our food is... got taken away.
By you. Know?
So, I'm just gonna go and say, what are we gonna pay him with, then?
I didn't say all the food got taken away. A lot of it got taken away, which is why we said I would go train into the goddamn hotel thing over there.
Who's stealing your food?
That big shiny bastard.
Oh, don't tell me. Oh, please don't tell me we're talking about the fucking knight again.
Oh, that prick, you know that? You frame with that prick?
I mean, I know he's a prick for sure.
And I'll go ahead and say
I'm tired
about,
of hearing about this prick.
So from what I've been told from a mystical god, when I asked how long ago it was that said knight actually came and took over, it was quote unquote vague reply. So vague reply ago, the glorious knight showed up and, you know, kind of shut shit down.
I'm getting really confused talking to these cockroaches.
Right then,
they're giving me very different information.
If that is
it's
why
almost
the food...
if one knows everything and one knows nothing.
Mm-hmm. I've sent you the information you need, and that's all you get.
Right, moving things along then. If the food is in the, is off with the glorious knight, is there any way we can get it back? But where did they take it to?
We don't know that, but there's apparently more food inside that there hotel, which is why we sent our cook in there.
So, we go to the hotel, we get the cook, and you, I presume, will offer payment then.
I mean, I got food for you now, but, you know, not a lot of it.
Yes, yes, please.
A little will do.
Give me.
Okay, so we're going to go and have a look-see through the previous... Actually, no. What we're going to have instead is our good friend.
Copy paste the file real quick.
Yep. Copy paste. And beloved postman.
Oh, that's wow.
Jesus.
Changed.
Postperson Peter. And who is doing the ad read today? Flick back to the right page. It's gonna be Cap, your turn to do an ad read, and whatever you read off today is what you guys will have to eat or use, etc.
Alright, well, I think probably go for something useful here. So, feeling woozy, vision going all swirly. Got that? I definitely shouldn't have licked that toad kind of feeling. Well, don't panic. Roach and Go Antidote Chews are here to flush that venom and get you back in your pods. Packed with herbs, a splash of river mint, some garlic, and just the right amount of kick, Roach and Go works fast to neutralise even the nastiest poison.
Cool.
So nice little vitamin chews for curing poison.
How much HP would you want back for that?
All of it.
Should we go for a dice roll HP back because it's curing poison plus a D6 in health?
So you want a D6 of health?
What do you think?
Yeah, that sounds reasonable.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay, well, so you'll get some Roach and Go. It's not the most nicest thing in the world, apparently, because it's been sat there for a little while.
They're just wee chews. They're like those little Flintstones vitamins that you get for vitamin C.
How many do you have in the packet?
Yeah, how many is in the tub?
I tell you what, Cap, roll me a D10, and that's how many you get in a packet.
And how many packets do I get?
One for everyone, because I'm feeling generous.
Oh, nice.
Wow. Thank you.
Okay, what's the SP on that?
There you go, you get 3 in a packet.
So we get 3 each.
And the SP will be... Yeah, it's something small, aren't they? So say another 2.
Right.
Okay.
Entire packet. And no, that will not go down as you eat them because you are holding the packet, not just the individuals.
Real quick, Matt.
What? Sorry, what? Have they got a name again? I can't remember.
Cap.
Roach and Go, I went for.
Roach and Go.
Went to the old sheets.
R-O-A.
You know, because we're in a cockroach cafe.
Go. There's the
notes. Anti-venom. Yep, they are. Anti-venom. So,
anti-venom plus 6 health, isn't it?
1d6.
D6.
Matt, real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember what the SP was on my sweetie cup? Because I forgot to take it off my 12 SP and now I don't know.
Oh, your sweetie cup.
Does the packet of the 2 things count as inventory?
Yeah, 2 SP.
It's a holder.
Yeah.
2
SP.
If it's
old. Yeah, the whole thing is 2 SP.
I'm gonna scoff them off.
When did we get that sweet cup? Do you remember?
Way back at the start of the aquarium.
God, that was a terrible idea.
I just scoffed it off.
Terrible idea. Why did you do that? You're already cured from your poison.
That was area 2, wasn't it?
I did the health.
I didn't do this for health.
Bottle, donkey nuts, fannies. I can't find said sweet cup. I don't know if I actually wrote it down.
Okay, so do you know the SP on my bone then? My bone.
The bone wasn't that much, was it? It was only...
Because I think we added 1 onto the puke, so I don't remember what it was originally.
I think it's in the... quick start one, wasn't it? Because that was the one of the quick start weapons.
Yeah.
And we were still using that to build characters.
Wah-wah.
So let me have a looky-loo.
I just realised that my inventory was definitely not as full as it looked.
No, because you broke the sweetie cup.
Not a sweetie cup.
Critterbone. Critterbone SP of 3.
So it would have been 4 with the thing.
Yes. There you go. That helpful?
Yep, thank you.
Okie doke.
Aha.
And I will say that you're more than able to get a decent couple of hours sleep. Flower, that was a very bad idea, eating all of those in one go.
I have no SP. I have no space.
Oh, well, I mean, you've got to give them to Dugan.
Yeah, I've got a fucking bag here.
Just mark down the fact that you don't have any more roach and go. Are you still holding that singing fish?
Yeah, I said it was, but I've turned it off now.
If you use that in combat, it will turn itself back on, by the way.
Oh, God, not that.
Got nothing
fishing
else?
I mean, I kind of feel like that was your own fault. Cause
I was going to say, you would choose the most annoying weapon.
Oh, pardon me.
Yeah. If he uses that in a place, Matt, that you and I both know of,
yep.
It's going to be bad.
Yep. Can I go and have a find and see if I can something I can swap it for?
That's all going to be dead.
He has no weapons other than this fish.
I mean, sure. I mean, you've got to spend the night here, as it were. So, you know, what kind of... where are you going to look? I mean, there was that creme brulee thing that you could have turned into something else, but, you know, that got poo-poo, apparently.
I think somebody needs to shut their mouth. Shut their whore mouth. That's what I'm hearing.
What was the SP?
The SP of the creme brulee.
Yeah.
Well, it's only a creme brulee, but at the moment you could potentially turn it into something better. You would just need to do a few modifications to it to be able to make it into something more powerful, using essentially the fucking for Pat doll. Okay. So, yeah, you wanted to make modifications, so roll me a Noggin check, and one is going to be somewhat standard, so it's a 6 plus.
I've only got a D6 and Noggin.
That's right, you got grit.
No, I don't. I have one. Actually, I have one, but I think if we spend all the grit, something...
Everything goes at like a minus one on your rolls, but you'll get a decent night's sleep, so you will get some grit back. In fact, actually, if I read the rules here, it will generally say you get your grit back after having a snooze.
Ooh, what
does that mean that Jacob's got full grit right now?
Well, technically, you get the roll, and then whatever you get as a roll, you can distribute, you know, either to your grit or...
Isn't that leveling up?
Very similar, yeah.
Recovering grit. Very likely your critter will take a nap and eat foraged snacks between episodes. When your critter has at least one safe night to rest up, roll to recover the scurry, plus distinct pool, and distribute the sum between health and grit as you like. So apparently you can actually heal up from just sleeping.
Okay, yeah, so it's a scurry.
You'll roll your scurry and your instinct, and whatever that roll is, you'll divvy up however you want.
Oh, and instinct. Together.
Oh, nice.
Okay. So I'll let you guys do that and sort that one out between yourselves.
Okay. I've got 2d8s.
Oh, yeah. So, and you can distribute that between yourselves. As
I'll max that out.
Not quite back up at full, but that'll do the job.
7, 8, 9. Okay.
Gertrude sleeps like a log all night.
Manny Manure, once you've finally recovered some grit,
nine.
Roll me that noggin to adapt the creme brulee. And as I say, you want a 6 plus.
So, give me a thing. Noggin, D6. I'll burn one grit.
You can burn a grit, and congratulations, you are now the proud owner of a Aunt Fanny's flavor. There you go, you're gonna fucking need it.
What's the SP though?
The SP is... Considering this is something you'll have to keep with you, and keep attached to you, from now on. Yeah... What do people think? What's a fair...
SP of 3.
Yeah, and a creme brulee torch is what it's made from, and it's not that big.
I think 3's fair. It's not a 2.
Here, they're about the size of a bottle.
But we have to remember, our character's only a foot tall, or like 16 inches.
Okay, who's chasing Jacob around with the bat doll? The post-person beaver doll.
I don't know. I was chasing him, but I'd like them to stop.
It's a 3. No, it's a 3.
Okay, SP3. What's me bonk?
The bonk. Now, this is where it's interesting, because it's a burning weapon. So, I will say it's a D6.
We thought it was a good idea to give Manny something that can light things on fire.
Technically, he could superpower this if he wants to, just aim it down.
Exactly.
Maybe he can rocket jump.
I wonder if he can combine it with his special move.
Yeah,
oh god!
The gas attacks.
Yeah, that's kind of half the point. So I was trying to give it to Toucan earlier, you know.
I reject your bullshit.
It will cause burn 3. Yeah, it'll basically burn 3 extra points off per round. So burn operates much the same way as bleed does, but each round on your turn the fire spreads, dealing additional damage. Cumulative damage, so a fire. A critter on fire with burn 2 suffers 2 points of extra damage the first round, 4 points the second round, and 6 points the third round. So it basically stacks.
Okay.
So it starts as 3, goes to 6, goes to 12, 24. Unless they take a turn to put it out. So there you go. That's probably a little bit OP for you, but
yeah, given that last fight, I think that's not OP. That's fair. That's a fighting chance.
I will say, though, if you do hit anything that's in front of you, if any of your friends are standing around them, there's a chance that they can catch on fire too.
No, not blowback.
Well, this isn't blowback, this is spread out.
Oh. This is AoE.
Exactly. So it's more of an AoE kind of thing.
Cone damage.
It's just aim your arse to the battle every time we go into a fight.
I'll try my best, sir. And he will literally just he'll pick up the flower and just leave the fish on the table and just move from he'll just move tables so he's away from the fucking thing. So he's not done.
Fair enough. Is anyone gonna ask anything for the roaches or like, you know, see what's going on?
No, but we know what we need to do. We need to go to the museum, don't we?
Just so you know,
the museum?
Yes, I am single and yes, I am looking.
Well, if you don't mind there, Gertrude, I was sleeping for the entire last episode, so let's do a quick recap on what you're actually doing here.
Well, they had only just got there.
Yeah, so Jacob's going to ask some questions in that case.
Yeah, go for it. Ask the questions to the characters and you can reply.
Ah, right there. My team or my new Roachy friends.
I wouldn't really call us your friends, darling, unless you want to go to the back.
Oh, he's just being nice. You don't want to fuck him.
No, alright. Well, that's the disappointment. He's really tall and handsome. Scottish.
Oh, but bunnies don't last that long. You know they.
Yeah, I don't know. They don't really. They don't last hardly long at all inside you, you pretty much loosey-goosey bitch.
Ah, fuck you.
Well, they're having their elderly lesbian moment. Go along, Jacob. Ask what you
want.
We're
sisters, you weird, sick fuck. Lesbian. Oh,
stop.
The fuck you think you
stop talking about it. This is conscious, then. Right, Jacob, ask what you needed to know.
Jacob just pretending to sip on this empty cup of coffee that's in front of him.
At some point, one of them will bring you a cup of coffee. They manage to finally get the machine working.
Ladies, please. Like I said, you gave this job to my pals, what was it, yesterday? And they fought a mutant burger for you. Can you tell me why we're here?
You just showed up on the train.
No, I know how we got here. I know how we got here. I'm asking you, what's this area? Like... Is there something
in
this area?
It's a diner. I don't like what.
Yeah,
there was
like some sort of
be?
Themed versions of this park. Like we just came from a water slide place. Does this area have a theme?
Last year.
This is the Roach Diner. I don't like that's the theme. We're roaches. It's a diner.
There seems to be. They mentioned that the chef had gone off to a hotel and we're in a restaurant, so I suppose this must be.
Alright, so
where
this is
ghost...
the hospitality area of the water.
Yes, that's of right. The fun park, yes, that seems to be it.
This is starting to make more sense. So there's a hotel here.
Used to be a little while back. All them critters used to live in that there hotel.
Oh, it's Muslim Museum.
No,
yeah, and this diner was a part of it. You know, those that ran the hotel, they ran this diner until the Glorious Knight showed up.
He kicked everybody out, but what was it, like 2-3 months ago, something like that? Maybe.
Yeah, you know, you asked me, but all I know is vague answers. Whatever you say, sister.
So since the knight kicked everybody out, who stays there now?
There's all sorts of weird, spooky shit inside that hotel. We don't go in it too often, but...
like threesomes and foursomes, possibly even fivesomes. It gets crazy in there.
So there's ghosts.
And those two.
Well, zoinks, gang. there's a mystery abound.
Well,
sometimes the parties get so crazy you don't even know the ghosts are there, but they're there.
Well, it does seem quite a big issue, especially considering how difficult those maggots turned out to be.
Ever since our tree got knocked down in the first episode, it'd be nice to find somewhere comfortable to live. This hotel might just have what we're looking for.
I don't know. Your train is pretty good, actually. Compared to others, like when it comes to places to live, that train's pretty nice. Actually, I'll give you that.
I tell you what, you give us about 20 minutes with that damn train, we might be able to put a cooking salad in it. Get us some food from that damn hotel.
And several STDs, possibly diseases, lots of...
Alright, okay. So what you're saying is that you will upgrade our train to have a kitchen if we get you the food from that hotel.
Right, yeah. Like there be people here.
That sounds like a good plan, doesn't it?
Yes,
I'm gonna put up my bitch sister here.
You gotta put up with me? God, you son of a bitch. You're gonna throw my ass in there?
Right.
You piece of shit.
Look, if they're telling us that the train's a more comfortable place to live than the hotel, plus they're willing to upgrade it with a kitchen and a personal chef, if we get them the food from the hotel, I'd call that a mission.
I would as well, particularly since, well, settling down somewhere would be nice. We're unlikely to get any peace until this glorious knight fellow is dealt with and we've killed his guards.
Yeah, we're going to have to investigate what the hell's going on there, but for the time being, let's just raid a hotel.
Yeah, very much we know about that glorious knight. My sister here already tried to fuck him, and that didn't work real well.
Yeah, this is starting to sound like a side quest area, so let's do the hotel job.
It's almost like most of these areas are side quest areas, you know, kind of train you fuckers up, get yourselves up to a decent level.
The only fucking reason the last one was is because the octopus died before I could get any information out of him.
Oh, you met that damn octopus.
I've done him once or twice. He ain't that great.
Right, onwards we go.
Do Inky.
Good lord.
Yeah, there's too much going on there.
Can we move on? Can we get on with this?
These horny roaches are starting to get to me. Let's just leave.
We have a job to do. We gotta go do it.
2 minutes in.
if you guys want to do a cockroach side show, go ahead. But for the main show, let's go. Let's get stuff done.
I'll let Jacob just enjoy that for a few minutes.
Yeah, I don't want
to
spend
that last episode.
Oh yeah, but I don't want to spend a whole episode in the diner because of cockroach shenanigans.
So yeah, you know, it kind of, I'd say the night progresses and it moves on to about daytime, as it were. And yeah, the roaches are arguing the entire fucking time, just back and forth about different bits and shit. And, yes, to the morning, yeah, sun's up, there's a new, what could potentially be coffee sat on the desk, you know, it's something. It might be coffee. You don't quite know. It's where they get the milk from, you know.
Can I sniff it to see if it's safe before I drink it?
Sure. Roll me a noggin check.
Would that be a noggin check? I don't think I agree with that.
What would you rather?
That's an instinct.
I think we're talking instinct there. I think that's it. Seeing, hearing, smelling, awareness. Yeah, that's definitely an instinct one.
I was thinking noggin just to work out if you should potentially just leave this alone.
Yeah, roll a six.
Follow your nose.
I mean,
have a sniff.
It sort of smells like coffee, but where they got the milk from, and yeah, it's a bit concerning considering.
Yeah, you already said that. I was sniffing it to see if it would be safe to drink.
Well, yeah, sure.
It's not black coffee then.
You could drink it.
It's roach milk. Margie is lactating.
God damn it, why you have to bring that up?
Lactating roaches is a new one.
To be fair, I'm not like judgy or anything. I don't mind trying some roach milk. Go on, have a sip.
I mean, it's not any weirder than drinking from cows for us, to be honest.
I mean, sure, it tastes okay, I guess.
Did I get any grit back for drinking this coffee?
The beans are a bit old, but yeah, I'd say roll me a D6 and you can get that much.
Oh, the cock got your beans.
Oh, there you go, no, six
back.
No. Oh, I'm almost back at full now.
Surprisingly, it's a very good coffee for you. You seem to thoroughly enjoy it. Maybe it just sits well with your bunny nature.
It's a nice blend.
Oh, hey, nice. He's jumping off the walls.
Not yet.
Potentially.
Right.
Didn't get my grit to full. He's still a little bit sleepy. But yeah, he's feeling almost at full strength again. And yeah, skips out of the diner with the rest of them, I guess.
All hand in hand.
Yep, big long daisy chain of us.
Hand in hand.
Man is looking a lot better. It was big fucking flame flower.
Move everyone to the new area. As you could probably guess, this has already gone off the rails.
Man, he did have a thought of burning the place down, but he wasn't.
Why would you want to burn the place down? The roaches are lovely.
You nearly fucking died there.
That's your own fault.
I'm trying to help.
Well, we'll end this episode right here. Thank you very much and goodbye.